Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers and men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of some of the things we have over there. It'll save you money. And right now, from founderscode.com, yep, founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's another great day in the neighborhood, and we are just going to have a good old time because newly released Hunter Biden emails suggest that his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, had a sit-down dinner in Washington, D.C. with Hunter's Ukraine partners and that one guy from Russia that was in the mix there. A lot of people are going, oh, boy, there's the smoking gun, but what do you think?
Yeah, there were 14 people that allegedly attended this dinner in Washington, D.C. And the emails show the coordination of how that dinner came together, along with the names of those that were to attend. Some people did not attend that were in this circle. So the work still needs to be done to see what these people represented. And it certainly catches Biden, Papa Joe, in a lie.
Yep.
As he says, he never discussed any of his son's business.
Yep.
But there was nothing illegal about lying.
Nope.
Lying goes on all the time.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
What's at issue here is what does it lead to some other clues? And I haven't worked through that yet. I am to do that. I look at other people's investigative work, certainly, but I also want to do my own. So we will see if it leads to anything significant. And even if it does that mean anything for us? I'm not convinced it will. I have no confidence in the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
I have very little confidence in any government agency anymore. Not that I necessarily had a bunch to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would say that the deeper story is going to be what those people represented, if anything. And of course, I think it would; otherwise, you wouldn't be having a dinner.
Okay. Well, let's drift down over to the phone lines. We have Mary on the telephone line. Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to just ask a question. When you turn, anybody turns their computer on, don't you have this little thing called Microsoft or the operating system? And I don't, how many operating systems are there on computers versus the amount of servers that are, quote, secure? How can it be secure if it's on somebody's operating system?
All right. Okay, go ahead, Denise. You want to try it?
I'm not sure I completely understand the question. But,
how many operating systems could be on a computer?
There's only one operating system.
Correct. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the case of most computers, and I use the word computers,
mm-hmm.
Operate on Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
But the operating system can be pretty sophisticated based on which versions that you have, and inside that sophistication are some pretty crazy things that they do. Like Windows 10, there are a lot of people that just were not going to install the Windows 10 version.
Mm-hmm.
A Mac machine, which is made by Apple, is not known to be a computer.
Right.
It doesn't do that. It's more for mediums. What I mean by that is to do graphics and audio and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do some fundamental basics mm-hmm. computing stuff on Apple, but Apple runs on Apple.
Yeah, and if you're on Windows, Windows 10 is Windows 10. Windows 8 is Windows 8, so on and so forth. I don't need to name all the numbers off. That's the system you're on. That's the operating system. You can have other platforms off there, but it's all operating off that system, that basic system.
Well, that's what I just said. It's,
exactly.
It's, you know, I didn't upgrade to Windows 10 on my computer. That doesn't mean that it's not there, that Microsoft didn't put in some backdoor stuff and put it there.
Yep.
But my machine, too, is pretty old now, mm-hmm. and at some point I'm going to have to
Hold that thought. Here we come, going to break, and computer just cut you off, and we'll be right back. And by the way, Eric, real quick, is saying that it's a tit-for-tat going on with President Trump in the Southern District of New York that he just released this quick news about Joe Biden.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the XP Stem Cell Patch. That's something that you can take that will help rejuvenate your body, and here it is.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and we are going back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And Denise, while we were on the break there, a story came over from Fox News. The title headline is House Targets China. Then it says, Bills planned Friday would set up virus origins panel and let U.S. victims' families sue Beijing.
Yeah, they're going to go a long way to be able to ever get that one passed in a timely manner. But not only that, that if they even could get a case against China, do you think China would pay it off?
Of course not.
Okay. But the reason they want to do this panel is because they're certainly not trusting here at this point, and rightly so, the Biden intelligence community to do finish the investigation, this 90-day thing, mm-hmm. on the origins of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the work has already been done to what they can possibly get under Mike Pompeo. So his report, which I published, about a month and a half ago now on my site, pretty much defines it all. But beyond that, I just don't believe that we're necessarily going to get anything else out of China.
Mm-hmm.
But we may, however, and this is what I mentioned on your show yesterday, is we've got to get the cooperation of several other governments. Other governments I know that had people that had some connections to the Wuhan lab. Mm-hmm. And we need to see what they can possibly report or share with us. It's remarkable to me that other nations haven't reached out and said, okay, let's do this and let's find this out. I don't know why the United States has got to be the one that kind of leads the charge, which again was another thing I mentioned on your show yesterday. It's always us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think China has got so many countries under, you know, some kind of diplomatic duress that nobody wants to, these foreign countries are, you know, fine sitting in their little safe spaces. They don't want to challenge China on anything. And I don't think the Biden administration wants to challenge China either, but we can certainly say that we do have some House Republicans and Senate Republicans that do, and rightly so.
Now, yesterday, one of the Chinese military officials, I forget what his exact title was, said that the Chinese military was demanding they'd be able to inspect the American military bases for the origins of the virus.
That's a tit for tat. Mm-hmm. That means nothing.
Well, I thought it was rather bold on their part.
I'd be surprised if they don't already have some spies/operatives in our military bases already, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Republican senators who yesterday outlined a $928 billion infrastructure project, which actually was infrastructure, that would tap unused coronavirus aid, counteroffer to the President Joe Biden's far more extravagant plan of $1.7 trillion, if you will. This is half of what that is. And Mitch McConnell came back and said, well, we can offer a little more.
Well, there's in these big, huge bills that have been signed into law where we're spending trillions and trillions. A lot of that money has not been all spent yet.
Right.
And so the Republicans are like, okay, look where we are with the economy. We're opening up, and we would be in a much better place economically if the federal government wasn't paying this ridiculous supplemental unemployment. In some cases, you got, 20-some states, or I don't know if it's 20, but you got some states that are not taking that money anymore. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. So the Republicans and the Senate are saying, let's reappropriate this money. Why are we going to get more and more and more? I mean, we just can't afford it, and that's precisely what they ought to be doing. So if they want to spend a little bit more, that's fine, but you only do so if you reappropriate the dollars that have already been assigned.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about General Jack Keane yesterday, who said, and I quote, "We've lost a whole year with this Wuhan lab theory opposition, which happened strictly because Donald Trump raised it to begin with."
Well, he's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that Senator Tom Cotton has said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The State Department, again, under Mike Pompeo and some of his former good people at CIA, and I'm going to say some because I don't trust the CIA so much anymore either, has done some remarkable work. But have we lost a year? I would say we lost a year because the media, remember, they kept saying to Trump, why are you calling it the China virus? He said, because it comes from China.
Yeah.
And they were all angry in trying to protect China. So the media didn't do any investigative work, of which they should.
Right.
They're not using their connections. You know, Associated Press has got reporters in China and in Hong Kong and, you know, Taiwan, Vietnam, mm-hmm. and Philippines and whatnot. They've got reporters in Germany where you've got laboratory scientists that, you know, collaborated too. So, I mean, they're not doing any of the work because they're protecting China. So have we lost a year? Yeah, we definitely have.
And then, of course, Facebook stopped censoring the claims now that COVID-19 was man-made. They were booting people off Facebook. I wonder if they'll let them come back on.
Well, they were mostly, they were not so much booting them off of Facebook. I mean, they were putting them in Facebook jail. But the big thing that they were doing was people that were, air quote, anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Are the ones that they were, like, you know, suspending and putting in jail. In fact, my son called me yesterday. He said he's been put in Facebook jail again for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
But he had not, his post that they challenged.
Okay, we have an IP, a computer person, a friend of mine up there in Minnesota that just said there can be more than one operation systems on a computer, dual or multi-boot systems. Take your pick of what system you wish to run at boot time. Virtual operating systems are also common. One can run Windows programs from an Apple or Linux operating system. One can also run Linux from a Windows operating system and vice versa. Okay, thanks, George. He explained that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that do Linux. Most of the people that do Linux are generally those that are writing code or more like geeks because it's an open platform, but he's right. But your typical user out there, like me, there's generally only one, but he's exactly right.
Okay, and then we got one here from Fred B. Thank you for the appearance of Denise Simon. We all agree we have little faith in all government departments these days, and even less in the DOJ and FBI and CIA and NSA. Well, thanks, Fred.
I was reminded late last night as I was going to bed. I watched a hearing several years ago. And I don't remember if it was a House or Senate hearing, but it was a whistleblower hearing. And there was one gal that was one of the witnesses, and she worked for the Department of Homeland Security. And she told just a chilling, chilling story about what she was trying to whistleblow on and what the government under Obama had done to her and her family personally. So that's why I don't trust them.
All right, we'll talk to you tonight in a weekend edition. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Sir, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out all the great things she has to offer, and you'll know what's going on when she knows about it. Meantime, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is considering the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We must get at the truth and do everything in our power to restore Americans' faith in our elections and this grand, ongoing, noble experiment of democracy.
The measure doesn't have enough support from Republicans. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing.
Only six Republicans say they'll vote in favor of the measure. It's already passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said, America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Bo Brawny was in the studio yesterday. We'll tell you where their locations are and the phone number to call to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So there you go. Now, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. The number again is 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of either one of their facilities, whichever one works for you. Now, it's important that you do that, and the reason being is you'll be able to talk to a student or two, a teacher or two, and be able to set up your financing so that if you're a veteran, you'll be able to get your post-9/11 benefits or your pre-9/11 benefits, or if you're a student, you'll be able to get a student loan, a civilian student, you'll be able to get a civilian loan. So there you go. And that's what you need to do. Now, again, the website is NAA.edu. The telephone number to call to take the tour, 800-659-2080. And always tell them the captain sent you. That'll help you out. Well, Christine Wormuth nearly became the first woman in U.S. history to ascend to the Army's top civilian post when the Senate confirmed her Wednesday evening, until the body reversed her confirmation just hours later in an unusual development. She now has become, instead of the Secretary of Defense, she has become the Secretary of the Army. And then she was unconfirmed. So I don't know what is going on there, and I don't think they do either. Now, the Pentagon and State Department are developing plans to evacuate Afghans whose work with the United States has placed them in extreme danger of being killed by the Taliban after the U.S. and coalition forces complete their withdrawal. That coming from the Joint Chiefs of Chairman, General Mark Milley. We do know that. And the passing of former Senator John W. Warner of Virginia, who was a centrist Republican who served in World War II, the Korean War, and as Navy Secretary, and was one of the Senate's most influential military experts. He died at 94, and he will be missed. He was a good guy. He was a good guy. Now, American troops are set to be out by early to mid-July right now of Afghanistan, well ahead of President Biden's September 11th deadline, even as big issues remain unresolved. About 25% of the forces in Afghanistan are out right now. The equipment isn't. That's going to be the problem. A lot of this equipment is going to wind up in the hands of the Taliban, mark my words. We know it. They know it. Now, the Navy is poised to send the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan to the Middle East this summer to support the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, the final withdrawal, as well as to be there to back up our allies in the event that they get into trouble and need some help. They've asked us for additional help so they can get their people out, too. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, there is a Russian spy ship that has been parked in international waters off to Kauai for several days in Hawaii. It's delayed a Missile Defense Agency missile test as a result of them being out there. They're out there just watching what's going on, catching fish in the water or whatever. And Iraqi security forces on Wednesday arrested militia commander Qasim Mosli, the military said, in a move security forces said was linked to attacks on a base that hosts U.S. forces. Okay, I kind of thought that was an inside job to begin with when they were lobbing the missiles right there and actually hitting the barracks. Now, NATO has warned that Russia is continuing with a pattern of aggressive behavior towards Ukraine and stationing large forces near the border and restricting navigation in the Black Sea. They never really gave up what they said they were going to do. They just moved their troops sideways and extended them further out on the border. In the meantime, Japan's latest coronavirus surge has spurred U.S. military bases to impose further travel restrictions on Wednesday, as the nation's two largest metro areas looked at extending their public health emergencies. Now, Australia is currently reviewing a Chinese port lease near a U.S. military outpost. China's land bridge has dismissed national security concerns, saying its investment in Darwin Pond is strictly because they want a commercial ocean-going seaport, and threatens the lawsuit if the lease is terminated on what they plan on doing. Well, you know the Chinese, if they're anywhere near one of our military installations, are going to spy on us. You know that. And the Taliban yesterday warned that the departing of U.S. military, they warned us against setting up bases in the region. and Pakistan vowed no American bases will be allowed on their territory. Okay. Joint Chiefs of Chairman Mark Milley wants competition with China and Russia. He says that competition could lead to a great power conflict. However, it's not all that bad, not all that good when you talk about the peace that's fraying right now with China and Russia. Things are not as they seem. Joe Biden has taken that relationship downhill quickly. And the Defense Department is working its way through a massive list of installations that are or might be contaminated with chemicals linked to cancer. But it'll be years before they have the full grasp on the scope of the issue, and decades before they're able to clean it all up, an official told lawmakers on Wednesday. Guys are still coming down with different cancers because of where they were stationed. Now, through Wednesday, Washington has restricted trade against more than 40 companies identified by the Pentagon as being linked to the Chinese military and operating in the United States. They're just the tip of the iceberg, according to a report of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies published on Wednesday of this week. Also, the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff could well be an airman or guardian, hinted General Mark A. Milley. He said that while speaking at the graduation ceremony of the U.S. Air Force on May the 28th, and I believe he's talking about General Brown, former commander here at CENTCOM, at MacDill, rather. Now, the Pentagon is drafting a memo to the entire military and civilian workforce asking personnel to report any so-called anomalous health symptoms that might include and indicate that they've been the victim of a mysterious illness that struck U.S. diplomats lately, spies, and military personnel around the world, according to defense officials. We'll see where that goes. By the way, it was announced the Defense Department has been allocated $7.5 billion in fiscal year 2021 for a variety of robotic platforms and related technologies, according to a recent study that looked at more than 1,000 funding items. All right, here comes the music. And when we come back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Oh, yeah. And this conversation I'm about to have with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front leather massagers. And boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located on North Florida Avenue in North Tampa next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you another boatload of money. By the way, I will be up at Moss Nissan on Saturday from 10 to 2 with my $500 coupons, where you get $500 off the purchase on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. So come on up, come on by. We're going to have the Tampa Pro Tailgaters up there, too. And also, there'll be free food and games to play. It's a family-friendly event. And veterans, we'd love to see you there so we can just have a great day together up there in Newport Richey, 1954. All righty. That's Monday, by the way. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Now, I like balanced budgets, but we're not going to get it because we're going to get a $6 trillion budget, which is already $1.8 billion in the hole. And even though they've raised a bunch of taxes to try to pay for this, they're going to have to jack taxes up some more or cut the budget.
Or just, you know, keep printing money and devalue the currency to a greater degree. And that's just another form of a tax in of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is that's what the people want, Matt. I mean, they want handouts and giveaways. You and I talked about all the grand desire for more government checks and stimulus checks. You had a lot of your listeners wanting more and more checks being sent out. This has become, people have gotten addicted to this. They want to make it permanent. It's definitely, you know, a fabric changing type of a budget in the sense of what this country is going to become.
Mm-hmm.
We've been becoming, you know, moving more and more towards a European model for a while. And it looks like we're heading further in that direction at this point in time. I mean, you're talking massive. One quarter of our nation's GDP is going to be government spending. It's amazing to me. It really is that we've fallen this far, this fast. You go back to when, Bill Clinton left office. What was the budget? Around $1 trillion, a little bit over $1 trillion a year.
Yep.
Now we're over six. It's absurd. It really is.
Yeah. Well, of course, the Biden administration's got big spending plans. Jerome Powell's monetary policy experts have revised the GDP downward. By the way, we just had a first quarter GDP, it looks like, of 6.4%. It was supposed to be 6.5, so we almost hit it right on the money. But it's not going to be that the second quarter.
If you look at the budget, they're actually kind of honest in regards to their growth projections. They don't expect anything moving forward to be much more than 2% over the year, which is, again, it's not that great when it comes to growth. And if we're going to be spending this much money, taking this much out of the economy, I don't think it's going to be that high. I think that they want to, basically want, it's their grand desire to have those Obama type of years where the growth is really muted, but lots of government spending and control.
Now, personal consumption expenditure, according to the Commerce Department, jumped 11.3% in January through March compared with the prior quarter. And that was an unexpected increase because they didn't think it was going to be that high. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you got something that costs $2 in January, and now here we are in this month, starting almost June, and it's $3, it's now a dollar higher. That's three, that's two. Where I come from, that means it's gone up 33 1/3%.
Some things are actually worse than that. I mean, speaking with one of the people that doing work on my house outside, and it's like the contractors, they feel horrible. They come up to you and they show you. They said, this is what, a roll of wire cost, a few months ago, and this is what it costs today. And the price is going through the roof. It's everything. Stuff that goes into everything is going up. We see it all the time, and people fail to realize what this means. I'm going to spend some time talking about it on my radio show this weekend, and the importance of trying to. You can't even really do it. You have to try, but you can't do the best you can. Try to inflation proof your portfolio. The terrain is tough right now, and people have got to come to that realization that that they may have been saving, but what they actually have saved is actually not as much as they think, because the value of their money has gone down.
Yeah, now I just talked about this, and I'm going to run this by you. The House is now targeting China with some special legislation they're planning on passing today. House of Representatives, it's got to go through the Senate, of course. But it would set up virus origins panel. That's a virus origins panel that would let the U.S. victims and their families, U.S. victims' families, sue Beijing, China, for the loved one that they've lost.
Yeah, I think. So they got to get some more information out in regards to this. I guess Biden's been kind of pushed into a corner. I was reading this morning that there's a lot more evidence out in regards to a lab leak. Again, that's taking the easy way out because we all know that China's not going to pay on anything. We're not changing what we do. We're not changing, the way we do business. So let's say that, it was a lab leak. Are we still going to be making iPhones in China? Are we still going to be making sneakers in China? Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. So, it wouldn't be surprised me if this is behind the scenes. Hey, let people sue you. It's not going to go anywhere. We'll just do this to keep everybody quiet. So it's the reality.
Now, have you heard about Vice President Kamala Harris's Central American strategy that she's been touting?
I remember they were talking about investing. I don't think it's too much.
Well, wait till you hear this one. Microsoft and MasterCard have signed on to that deal. They want in on what's going to happen in Central America.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a big believer that, we screwed this up. We decided to move everything over to China, Asia, rather than, our own backyard. Seems to me it'd be a lot cheaper. Make our goods a hell of a lot cheaper if we actually made them in places like Central America or other, type places, because it's a lot easier to move those goods to the United States than it is from Asia. I think investing there, but doing it in an intelligent way, is the right way to go. There's opportunity in that sense. If not, people are just going to keep coming here because guess what? We've got over 8 million jobs open here in the United States that Americans won't do.
Well, soon you're going to need your sled dogs or your skateboard or something, because Hyundai yesterday agreed to slash their combustion engine lineup and invest in electronic vehicles.
Where they're going to get the materials for these electronic vehicles, I don't know.
Where are they going to get the battery?
That's the thing. We don't have enough minds. I was doing a story the other day, and people don't even realize, the where some of the stuff comes from, with cobalt in particular, with the use of child miners to get this stuff out of the ground. It's a dirty business. It really is. And, the thing is with mining is that it takes a good 15, 16 years just to get a mine, developed and ready to go in regards to exploration on through. So we're nowhere near the capacity these rare earth materials and cobalt and lithium and all these other things to handle all of this. And we're putting the cart before the horse.
Yep. And I hear the music coming in my ear. That means that we're going to let you go. Talk to you on Monday, and I hope you have a great weekend up there. And stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Check him out. Check out all the great things that he's got going there. And I'll be right back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cash out good. Cash out good.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.